Well, for those of you who are friends of mine on Facebook, you see that I've done a fair amount of travel lately in the last 10 days. I feel a little bit like St. Paul, going all over the place, spreading the message, and eating gelato and things like that too. But unlike St. Paul, I've not been stoned or beaten or rejected or shipwrecked. However, I did spend an hour stuck on the tarmac at Saginaw Airport. So I feel a little bit of his pain. And the interesting thing is, when you drive off of Saginaw Airport, it's very different than if you're driving off of Dulles or Reagan. Because as soon as you get off the ground, you're immediately surrounded by cornfields. Immediately. And then you're in those cornfields for what seems like eternity. It is endless fields of corn and soybeans. And the interesting thing about that is that if you look at the fields, they're almost perfect. My brother-in-law, who is a farmer, has explained to me how scientific farming has become. So many farmers now have master's degrees and doctorates in agronomy or agriculture, that it's a very exact science, and so there really aren't a lot of weeds to be found. But it was very different in Christ's time. Because it was a less exact science. The people didn't really know how seeds worked. So many of the seeds were so tiny you couldn't really open them up and see what was inside. All people knew is that you would throw them into the ground and the thing that they represented as a seed would grow out of the ground. That's sort of how scientific farming was. The same thing with yeast. You don't really know how yeast works. You throw it into some dough. And because they couldn't see all the bacteria and cultures that are involved in yeast, they just saw that the bread rose and provided more food. It was almost like magic. So for the people, they were unsure of how all of this worked, but they knew that it did. In the quiet of the earth, these plants grew. So it is with our faith. We sow the seeds of faith for those around us, and in our own lives. And in doing so, we provide those crops, the good harvest of our lives, and the lives of those that we impact. Oftentimes, we do see the weeds, especially for those trying to raise a family, we see the weeds that are mixed in with what we're trying to do. Or with this culture inside the Beltway, we look at politicians, especially maybe the ones who claim to be Catholic and don't exactly vote following church teaching. We may see them as weeds that cause problems among the faithful. But the thing is that all of us, at times, have been weeds. Because Christ says that although these seeds have been planted, the evil one is also sowing seeds. And those seeds are sown into our lives. So that the wheat and the weeds grow together. But again, seeds don't get planted on their own. There's two ways seeds get planted. Either the farmer is planting the seeds, or the seeds are blowing right off the weed. And we have to be careful that the seeds that we're planting are these good seeds. So how do we plant the good seeds? Well, when we go to Mass on Sunday, and people see us doing that, especially within our family, we're planting a good seed. When we pray for others, we're planting a good seed. When we go to confession and we weed out those things in our lives that choke the good wheat, we're planting a seed. Each of these things that we do is planting that good seed. And we are cooperating with God, the master farmer, in that moment. And what about when we plant the bad seeds? When we share a harsh word with another, that's planting a bad seed. when people see us putting other things above God on Sunday. That's planting a bad seed. And in those moments when we fail to pray for those around us, that's planting a bad seed. We have to always be asking ourselves each day, am I going to plant good seeds today, or am I going to plant the seeds of weeds? And if we do that each day, then we can become a cooperator with God Himself, who doesn't want anyone to be lost. We see that the people around the sower, represented by Christ, want to just pull the weeds up and burn them right away. But Christ is all merciful. He wants to give us every opportunity to grow into that good wheat. And He gives us a whole lifetime to do it. So today, let's commit ourselves to figuring out what it is that we need to do to plant so as to have a harvest that is full of richness. And what it is in our lives that amounts to sowing the weeds. Because as merciful as Christ is, He does tell us at the end what's going to happen to those weeds. But we have every opportunity to be the good wheat that will affect not only ourselves, but work to change the world.